So, how did you get involved in the film, Dagmara?
Well, as you probably know, a lot of the film Schindler's List was shot in Kraków, in Poland, which is where I live. And before the actual shooting of the film started, the film company had an office in Kraków and I got a job there translating documents and parts of the script, things like that. I was a university student at the time.
But how did you get the job as Spielberg's interpreter in the film?
It's a funny story. I didn't think I would ever get to meet Spielberg or any of the actors. But then, just before the shooting started, there was a big party in one of the hotels in Kraków, and I was invited. At first, I wasn't going to go. I was tired after working all day, and I didn't think I had anything suitable to wear. But in the end, I borrowed a jacket from a friend, and I went. When I arrived at the party, the producer, who was Polish, came up to me and said, "Dagmara, you're going to interpret for Steven Spielberg. You have to translate his opening speech because the girl who was going to do it couldn't come."
How did you feel about that?
I couldn't believe it. I was just a student. I had no experience of interpreting. And now I was going to have to speak in front of hundreds of people. I was nervous, so I drank a couple of glasses of champagne to give myself courage. But when I started speaking, I was so nervous that I confused the dates of the Second World War. But luckily, I managed to get to the end without making any more mistakes. And afterwards, during the party, Spielberg came up to speak to me to say thank you. He was really nice to me and said he was impressed by the way I had interpreted. And then he said, "I'd like you to be my interpreter for the whole film." I couldn't believe it. I had to pinch myself to believe that this was happening to me.